On with Mario Lopez.
Joining me now in studio from Vanderpump Rules, the beautiful Lisa Vanderpump.
Wow, you're looking so good yourself.
Thank you. So I want to catch everyone up on season 8, because that just premiered.
Yes.
Of Vanderpump Rules.
Can
8
you believe
seasons.
It?
I cannot believe it.
I know.
I've watched every single season.
Have you really?
I have.
That's more than I have.
So,
no, actually, I'm an executive producer on it, so I see everything from the ground up, sometimes a little more than I want to see.
And then what we see, right?
Yeah.
So fill us in where you left off.
Where I left off with?
Season 8. Where have we started?
I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?
What are we going to see you do this season?
Okay, what are we going to see you do on season 8?
Well, I think, you know, the through line of this season is obviously Jax and Brittany's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you're kind of in the middle of this convoluted, complicated scenario with this group of friends, everything kind of splinters off that.
Right.
I think you see the group struggle to kind of grow up and make more adult decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the others don't. And I think suddenly you get some of the group find they get really frustrated, you know, with some of the decisions that some of the others making.
They are at a point in their lives where a lot of them are buying houses and they're making very adult decisions.
Exactly. So that's exactly what I'm saying. But not everybody is.
Not
and I think
everybody.
Now they're finding that frustrating. They're suddenly having the same frustrations that I've had ostensibly. Mm-hmm. of the last.
It's that I know, told you so.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming back right? to haunt them. You have a new cast.
Yes.
And how are they doing?
Well, you know, they're all working at the restaurant, so it's got this great energy, the show again, because a lot of them had left, a lot of the existing cast had left the restaurant, you know, as they've grown up. So it's kind of gone right back to Sir, which is great to see. And, you know, it's kind of tricky navigating, it's tricky navigating a first season of reality, you know, and I think a lot of them aren't sure what they let themselves in for. And of course, I'm not going to enlighten them. But, you know, they're great. They're
now, great. Dana is a new
character. Turn that off.
Dana is a new character, and her and Sheena seem to like the same manager. Do you think Sheena's jealous, or where do you think that's coming from?
I think you're going to see that very soon, and I do call everybody out because I think that's my job as, you know, their kind of mentor. And I try to be the matriarchal figure to them and guide them in the right direction. So ultimately, I always call them out. And I think you'll see that. You know, I found it a little frustrating that there was this kind of jealousy, I think. And it comes down to one handsome young man.
I always love to see their faces when you enter the building because
yes.
It's always like
God help
they're
us.
They, you know, loving themselves in the moment. Then they see you come in and then it's just fear.
Sure.
It's just fear. And I honestly, I've waitressed not a lot in my life, but
how good were you?
Horrible. And my brother was the manager, and that's the only reason
why
I didn't get fired.
Your brother, what a bit of nepotism. So that's the only reason you got the job.
That's the only reason why I got the job, and that's the only reason why I kept the job.
And it's actually not as easy as it looks.
It's hard. It's
trying
very,
to monitor
very
the
hard.
Times and put in the orders and keep everybody happy.
It's very,
yeah.
very hard. And when you came in last episode and Dana had to, you were asking her questions about the menu.
Yes.
I felt her fear, because it took me back to when I was 18 and I didn't, and believe me, our menu was not extensive like yours, or, you know, it was like grilled cheese and like very
yeah,
easy things.
Yeah.
But I still couldn't remember if tomato came on the grilled cheese sandwich. It
right,
was very
but,
hard.
And the wine lists and everything, it's quite a lot of studying. But especially if you've got like a camera crew around you as well. I mean, that's
yes.
a little bit more pressure, you know?
Speaking of wine, let's
yes.
talk about your delicious rosé.
Oh yeah, we're launching a red and a white.
Tell us about it.
Oh, it's just great. I mean, that's actually going to be from California because the rosé is bottled in France. It's a French rosé. But we're bringing out a Cabernet Sauvignon and a Chardonnay. So it's very exciting. In fact, I just came back from Arizona yesterday from doing a signing. So the kids have really, really put their heart and soul into this, you know, Pandora and Jason. And it's just doing phenomenally well. So it's really been great. It's been a great 3 years.
That's awesome. I have a bunch of bottles of the Vanderpump Rosé at home, and I only bring it out on special occasions.
I've got to send you some more. If you're a fan, I want you to drink it every day.
I am. And
I
you have
to
be...
bathe in it.
Yeah. Well, if I can look like you, I will bathe in it. What are you doing for Valentine's Day? Any special plans with Sexy Ken?
Well, it's such a busy day for us on the, you know, I mean, it's 37 years I've been with Ken. I think we've got it covered. Yeah. Actually, I don't know. Maybe he'll surprise me, but it's a busy, busy day at the restaurants. And so I've got to have my eyes and ears everywhere. So we might do something the day before Valentine's Day, you know, and go to work.
That's what we usually do too, because it is so busy. Okay, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay.
Go on.
You're quick. I know you'll do great. Movie you've seen the most?
Steel Magnolias.
Do you cry every time?
I just love it. It never gets old. I could watch that over and over again.
Biggest restaurant pet peeve?
Oh, apart from Debbie Does Dallas. Did I get to mention that one? Biggest restaurant pet peeve, waiting too long. That's really annoying. I want the service to be great.
Celebrity crush growing up?
Oh, it was David Cassidy. A lot of people were Donny Osmond, but I was David Cassidy.
What would your last meal be?
Oh, probably an English roast dinner.
Mm. Who would play you in your life story?
Ah, that's a good... somebody way taller than a younger or beautiful. who would that be? I might have to think about that. If it was now, it might be Catherine Zeta-Jones. That would be a good choice.
Love
right
that.
Now. But yes, Catherine Zeta-Jones would be good.
All right. Thank you so much. So watch Vanderpump Rules Tuesdays on Bravo. And Lisa, thank you for stopping by. You
no
and
naughty
Puff.
Questions.
Puffy?
No naughty questions. Yeah, Puffy with the gas.
Well, I want to ask naughty questions, but they won't air it.
All right. Yeah, on with Mario Lopez.